Hello and welcome to Beyond the Dress Size podcast with Dr. Ezine Maribe. This is a podcast that continues to disrupt the health and fitness narrative for women of all shapes and sizes while empowering you with the tools you need to care for and nurture your body from a place of love and acceptance. Now, if you've been listening, you know we're still on the Purpose-Driven Self-Care series. If this is your first time, I want you to go back and listen to all the episodes from this year and last year. So this series puts more focus on building constant healthy habits that are tied to your values. That way, it's easier for you to wake up every day and implement them and live life to the fullest so that you can function at your highest capacity. On today's episode, our guest is Made. Made is a trained lawyer and author who has gained international recognition in the food industry. You know what I really love about this episode was the focus, how we now delved into nutrition proper and its benefits. So Made shared with us how improving her nutrition has strengthened her immunity, the lifelong benefits of intentionally nourishing your body, and most importantly, the fact that your body shows up for you when you need it, if only you treat it right. You know, the climax of this episode for me, and I know that will be for you too, was when she shared her dad's story. That's something everybody should listen to. So a very big welcome to all our day one listeners. And if this is your first time on the show, Beyond the Dress Size podcast is a podcast that is creating a mindset shift for you so that you can move from the mindset that is fixated on the scale, fixing your body and food rules, to the mindset that takes responsibility for our bodies in a way that feels good to us right now based on our various circumstances. Because I understand that in as much as we preach the message of health, what you need for health right now, or what you need in terms of health right now, is very different from what the next person needs, right? So there is no one size fits all for health, but we continue to spread this message in a way that is empowering more than it is demoralizing. We don't even want it to be demoralizing in any way, so that you can wake up every day and feel very motivated to take care of yourself. A big thank you to everyone who continues to share this podcast, continues to, you know, send in your reviews and, you know, just send us messages and tell us how the podcast has blessed you. We appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to leave us a review as you listen on iTunes or Stitcher, because we love to read your reviews. Now, get ready to take notes, grab your coffee, grab your notepad, and start listening. Made Adeboye is a trained lawyer and author who has gained international recognition in the food industry. After a spell working in telecoms, she decided to pursue her passion for health foods, something she said she picked up from her parents when she was just a little girl. She started a successful business, Green and Grill House, literally from her dining table in 2012, and she has not looked back ever since. The Smoothie Boss is her first major publication in the food industry, and that is always available to pick up from stores nationwide in Nigeria, and you can always reach out to them on Instagram to pick up the book. Hi, Maddie. Welcome to Beyond the Dress Size podcast. We're so glad to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ezine, for having me.
Okay, so I want to talk about a little bit of history, tracking back to how Green and Grill House started. So tell us, how did you start this journey?
Well, Green and Grill House started as Lunchbox Lagos. It was a business that was serving homemade meals to people at work. I started this after I left my job. I worked for about six, seven years in a telecoms company.
Okay.
And then I left. And I realized also, I mean, I thought about it that while I work, everything we ate all day was from the cafeteria, which was quite boring. Mm. So why don't I homemade meals to serve? Because, I mean, where I worked, there were quite a few people. So why don't I make homemade meals so that, you know, you can have variety, you can have options. And the meals always came with a side of salad. But somewhere along the line, the meals were not selling and the salads were selling. So I would sell out on the salads. And at the end of the day, I'm still left with quite a few meals. And it occurred to me also that, you know, you can't really, at that time, you couldn't really get salad just about anywhere, like how we have now, that you have all sorts of healthy food cafes around the place.
Yeah.
Then it wasn't like that. So, except you went to a proper restaurant to order a salad, which was expensive, about 4,500, 5,000 naira a bowl of salad. And so I decided, okay, why don't I just kick the food out and concentrate on the salads? And that's how Green and Grill House came about.
Oh, and so this was not even birthed by, oh, I started eating healthy, so I started spreading the mission, because that's usually...
No, it wasn't. To be honest, it wasn't. It came about feedback from customers. Yes.
Well, it's not a business podcast, but at least we should listen to our customers, what they really, really want, and not just what we want to give them.
We should.
Yeah. Okay, so... when it comes to your clients and how they have embraced Green and Grow House and everything that it represents, what changes have you noticed in how our nutrition impacts our welfare or our well-being, really?
Well, right now, you know, there's this, I think there's more awareness.
Yes.
I'm not going to call it a fad because it's not a fad. Eating healthy isn't a fad. There's more awareness on the need to eat healthy, the need to stay off medication,
yes,
and stuff like that. And so a lot of people when I first started, people were interested, but now we have more people. Then you had to convince people and tell them why they're healthy, why they should have a bowl of salad at least once a day and stuff like that. But now people are more aware. People know the reasons why. So you don't have to talk too much.
So what happens to people who don't like salads?
Well, there are other things you could do. So for example, at my cafe, we're not just a salad bar. We have other things. We have healthy meals, healthy meal options. So if you don't like salad, there's some people that they can have a vegetable soup. Our effort made healthily, use a healthier option to cook that.
Okay.
You can also cook your jollof brown rice. You use our local ofada rice. Just instead of frying your food, you grill it or you roast it. Just different. So you can actually eat healthy. If you don't like salads, you can have fruits and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I think that one of the things that scare Nigerians generally from, you know, embracing a healthier lifestyle when it comes to nutrition is that they see it as, I'm not going to be eating what I like to eat. Exactly. And most people are not. I just feel like salads, I have this opinion that based on our economic powers, in Nigeria and the average person's economy, it's easier to eat 101 and eat a heavy bowl of fufu than subject yourself to salads. Yes, because you don't have the money to afford other meals. But we need to change people's orientation about, it's not just that you must eat salads, but there are better ways to eat your 101 based on your income and your economic powers. Without necessarily throwing your health into the fire, all in the name of, I want to have a food.
Exactly. For example, instead of, if you do your 101, you can make effort, but don't overcook the vegetables. Don't drown it in red oil. Instead of about every day, why don't you think, let me eat oatmeal or let me eat amala.
Amala is really healthy. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, amala. Pounded yam is healthy. You know?
To differentiate though, pounded yam and poundo yam are two different things.
So pounded yam, the real yam you boil.
Yes.
Boil the fiber. You boil and pound. Is different from poundo yam. Yes. And what I'm talking about here is the pounded yam. Just eat in little portions.
So for those men that can't do without pounded yam, there's nothing absolutely wrong with pounded yam. You see, I think the biggest problem we have is that we have ojukoko, big eyes when it comes to serving our food. We're so used to having lots of food on our plate. And I think we also have this scarcity mentality with food, especially when people come to parties or events. The way they load their plates, like they're not going to see food tomorrow. And you keep asking, and these are people who eat well at home. So why do you need to... Okay, Maddie, please help us solve this problem. Why do people need to fill their plates with food at events?
I have that question. I think we need a scientist to because I don't get it. I don't understand it. but I don't, is it just events? I don't think it's just events. Anything that is
free food. Free, yes.
I think that's where the problem is.
Mm.
Because it's free, you feel like, okay, let me just overeat it, or let me, I don't know.
And then even when you're doing it, you think you need to put some consideration for your neighbor as well, because someone else, there are other people at that event, they also need to eat. And this greed now boils down to the weight that you're gaining, because you've packed the one that you're going to take home, you've eaten at the event, you've eaten so much, and there are chances that when you go home, you still eat the food on your plate, the food in your own house, right? Now, the problem is not that, oh, and then someone will come and tell you, but I don't eat much, oh, I'm not eating anything. You know, it's just that.
That's one much.
That one meal
that eating.
Yeah, so in a day, you probably consume 5,000 calories because it's a weekend.
You know, another thing that puzzles me is quite puzzling. I think as a general rule, people just like to see food heaped on their plates.
Mm.
I think so. I think it makes them, I don't know, maybe it makes them feel I can afford it or what. I don't know. But you don't have to eat so much to be full.
Yes, you don't have to eat so much to be full. Number one, there's something called eating with intention. So pay attention to the food on your plate when you're eating and recognize the first signs of fullness. That is actually when you're full. Secondly, no matter how much you eat, your body is not going to use all of it. It's going to push it aside, either convert it to fat. And at the end of the day, I've realized that no matter what you eat, no matter how good it tastes, it still just leaves your body. The body will take the one that, okay, this is basic nutrient that I need at this time. And even if you think, oh, I want to, you know, pour my body or something, overnutrition is also a form of malnutrition. So I want to pour so much food into my body, your body will still say, I don't need it. And it will push it aside. And so when you're gradually, you know, piling up all that weight and you keep saying, but I don't eat anything, it's the greed over the years that are just showing up now. And that's what happens to most of us, you know. And so how has this impacted your own life as the owner of Green and Grill House?
Well, when Green and Grill House started, as the owner, I didn't look like Green and Grill House. I was promoting healthy eating.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, healthy eating brings about a healthy weight. You don't have to be slim.
Yes.
But a healthy weight, you know, so not obese and all that.
Yes.
But I didn't look it because I had, like I said, I mean, I'd been at home, working from home. I've never been a slim person, even as a child. But I was fit. I was very active. I mean, as a child, I was a tomboy. I used to climb trees and stuff. So I was fit. There was energy in me. Mm. But at this point in time, there was no energy. I had put on so much weight. I was unhealthy, to be honest. Mm. I was unhealthy. And I didn't look like my business. And like I said earlier, you know, at that time, you had to convince people to eat healthy, why they should eat healthy. Mm. How am I going to convince people to eat healthy when I don't look the part, you know?
Yeah.
And then climbing up the stairs, I lived in a street. Climbing up the stairs was a problem. You know, I was panting. I didn't want to go out. I just realized that half of my clothes were not fitting anymore. Aisha just was not happy. So I said, I need to do something about this. And I wasn't looking good. I didn't feel nice and sexy. And, you know, my husband never complained. But I didn't feel good because this wasn't me. I wasn't, like I said, I've never been a slim or like a thin person. But I was not obese. I wasn't fat with flabs all over the place. So I had to do something about it. So because I was already doing salads and all that, and I realized that what I ate, what I cooked was what I tend to eat.
Mm.
I started eating more and more. And I saw the difference. People saw the difference. So for people who have known me way back, I mean, somebody who doesn't know me, like somebody who just met me recently can be like, you're not slim. You're plus size or you're big. And you don't know where I'm coming from.
Yes.
You don't know where I'm coming from. For people who have been with me all day, they will say, do you know where she's coming from?
Yeah.
From a size 20 to a size 16. 16 is also, it's not slim, but I'm healthier. I can run. I mean, my house now it's three floors. I can run up and down without panting, without, you know, stuff like that. So I have to do something.
Okay. So I picked a couple of things you said. One, you said you looked at your health. And then the second thing I picked was when you said, I didn't feel attractive. I didn't feel sexy. And I start to ask, then the third one would be that we don't all have to be slim to be healthy. Because there are a lot of very slim people
that
can't run up the staircase. There are a lot of very slim people who have had disease that they don't even know about. So when you talk about your health, apart from the nutrition, do you ever go for medical checks?
Well, at that time, no. Mm. But recently, in recent years, I have been doing that. Especially the older you get, you know. Like I said, I don't know if I told you, but my dad is a health freak.
Oh.
And we grew up eating salads every night.
Okay.
He rides his bicycle. So we grew up riding our bicycle. When he goes cycling, we are cycling with him.
Mm.
So he, because he's lived so healthy, he's really had no reason to go to the hospital and do, he doesn't have diabetes, does not have high blood pressure, does not have anything. So it wasn't a culture that I was used to. But after a while, along the line, when I know that I'm unhealthy or like, because of my health and my eating habits, I was permanently having tonsillitis.
Mm.
I would get tonsillitis 3 times a year.
Mm.
And that just showed that my immune system was down. At least I remember that part from biology. My immune system was whack. And I had to build my immune system. And I didn't want to be having to be taking vitamin C tablets every day. But your health, the way you eat, what you eat, all that boosts your immune system. And I haven't had a bout in God knows how long. I don't even remember when last I had it.
So health is a combination, that's what you're saying, a combination of what we're eating and how we're moving our bodies. But do you ever recognize mental health as an important part of health?
Oh, definitely. 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 Mental health, I mean, if you're not in a good place, it's very, very difficult for your entire body to what do you call it? How do I put it? If you're not in a good mental state, it's going to affect every single part of your body. If you're not okay, your hair can fall off. Your hair can fall off, and that just means that there's something lacking in your system. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical field. I mean, I'm a trained lawyer, but I know to an extent that our mind affects and controls our bodies.
Our well-being, yes. So what does your meal look like on a day-to-day basis? How do you intentionally? Because the truth is, as much as you are Green and Grill House, as much as you are the face of Green and Grill House, you have lots of options available to you. Well, what are the things that motivate you to be intentional about how you feed your body every day?
Okay, so one thing I'm going to be honest about is that I don't eat healthy every single day.
That's perfect.
Times that I fall, and when but the difference now is that I know I have fallen. I'm doing this, and I know I shouldn't overdo it.
Mm.
I have the solution. I know what to do. So now what I do, I try as much as possible to have a bowl of salad in my fridge every day.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing I do is, if you come visiting to my house, you can't get Coke, Fanta, you can't get any soda or any pack juice. I don't stock that in my house.
Okay.
But in my freezer, I have fresh juices which have been squeezed and we dump them in the freezer, and then you bring out some. I can bring out a batch and leave it in the fridge. Once that is exhausted, we bring out before we make another one.
Okay.
So I have things like that. There's no cake in my fridge. There's no... another thing which I do intentionally, I don't eat fried stuff anymore.
Okay.
I don't drink tea, which has helped me. Mm. So I don't need sugar, But when I need to drink something that has sugar, I use date syrup or I use honey. So intentionally, I don't take sugar anymore. I don't take sodas. I try to stock what is healthy. When I even help, when I step out of my house.
These things are normal because, first of all, you said falling. I don't believe it's falling. I believe it's the normal human life because you go out, you engage with people because once in a while we have cravings because once in a while we can be hormonal. Right? But I believe it's the 80% yeah. that counts. It's what I'm doing 80% of the time that would show. It would always show.
And that matters. True.
Yes, it would always show. Because there's certain intentions that you've set. No fried foods. No, and these things are not because, oh, because I want to be a size 2 or because I want to punish myself. Mm-mm. It's an intention that says, I know what my body enjoys or I know how my body feels when I feed it right. It's just like planting corn. And then every day you go and pour soapy water on it. There's no way the corn will thrive. Mm. Or you pour acidic water, or you pour engine oil on it.
And you know, when I went on, there's no way. You know, when I started intentionally eating healthy and losing weight, I learned so much.
Mm.
To the extent that when I see something that has been fried and soaked in oil, it irritates me. I know that this isn't, no, your body doesn't need this. You can't eat this. You can't store it. So you learn what, that's why I try to tell people, I mean, it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
Because I've been on this journey, I have adopted certain things. I'm not drinking soda. I'm not deep frying anything because I know what's going to do. Not because I don't want to eat it, not because it's not, it doesn't look delicious, but because I know what it's going to do to my body in the long run. And the older we get, the more difficult it is to get away with all these things. The younger you are, you're still active, you can still run about, you can still, so you can burn off easily. But I mean, I've noticed the older you get, this fat just refuses to shift. It just sticks there. And then, I mean, you get a cold. I mean, I've seen children, they get a cold now, 3-4 days, they're up and about, their nose is not running anymore. But you get a cough now, nearly 1 month, you're still coughing.
Because it's not just that you are polluting your body with the food that you're eating, your environment is probably also polluted, right? And so we can actually help ourselves, because a lot of people complain about environmental pollution. Yes, these things have come to stay because of industrialization. But we can actually help ourselves with what we're putting into our body. It's bad enough that we're bombarded with toxins from the atmosphere. But what about the toxins you keep throwing inside your body? You know, when you talked about fried food, you know, to buy this, they are really delicious. So I will not lie. They are delicious. You know, these puffs that they sell on the roadside? The oil is used over and over and over again. And it has become so toxic because it's been heated at very high temperatures. So it's broken down, it's become so toxic, and people are using over and over again. And then you put all that into your body. That's why the whole immunity, the immunity comes down, because you're feeding your body with too many toxins. And so sometimes it's important to, you know, take a break every now and then. I don't encourage doing it because, I want to go for a wedding. No, because I just want to nourish my body. So sometimes just take a break, give yourself some green. You know, go green for like 3 days. And when I say go green, I don't mean just be eating the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be green okra. It can be green vegetable soup. You know, but this time around, I just make it with fish. No overwhelming ingredients. Just regular fish, no overwhelming ingredients. And you enjoy yourself.
I don't like meat. I'm not a meat person. I love fish. Yeah. But I don't like meat. There are lots of things I've never eaten in my life. I've never eaten pomo, shaki, all those things.
Really?
I don't like them. Yeah. I don't like them. So I don't like pepper soup. Because of that, I don't like pepper soup. I don't eat pepper soup. And pepper soup is very, very healthy. Because you're not frying anything. You're not adding any oil. Just meat, fish, and broth. So started making, like, you know, when you were talking about this green okra,
yes,
that is my pepper soup. I make my green okra with my fish and my prawns, and I just sit and drink it. And I feel, because I'll argue with my sister, I said, I feel this my okra is even more filling than your regular pepper soup, which is lighter.
Oh, it is because of the okra. So I made it this last week. And my mom was like, this okra is extra work. Because I have my okra crunchy and really fresh. I don't grate, I slice. And I love it that way. My mom was like, this okra is extra work. It didn't have palm oil, it just had red pepper. And I have come to dislike meat, but I don't know why. I have just come to dislike meat. So I love fish. Just Yeah. And then I think that, so when we talk about how we feel about our bodies, you know, a lot of people frown when you say, oh, I don't feel attractive anymore, or I don't feel this. I think that feeling attractive is a perception that is very personal. And you can define it for yourself, not what other people define for you. And then it has nothing to do with your body size at some point in your life. Because like you said, I've never been a slim person. And so I see a lot of people who grew up in bigger bodies wanting to now suddenly be in smaller bodies and decide that this is what will make them feel attractive. Mm. It is not. I feel that feeling attractive is a mindset work. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, for me, like, you know, like I mentioned, I was never slim.
Yeah.
And when I put on weight, it wasn't really, yes, I put on more body fat, but the things that made me not feel attractive about myself were different. Like, you know, like my tummy, my arms, my thighs, they had, you know, they had grown bigger and were flabby.
Yeah.
That was what was making, because as a slimmer person, I mean, I was quite shapely, you know, not slim, but I didn't have all those extras. So my definition of not feeling sexy and attractive, when I wore my clothes, I'm seeing all those bulges around, those things were a problem for me.
Yeah. So a lot of people deal with different body issues, and I believe strongly that social media compounds people's body issues.
Yes.
And it's so important to feed your mind with the right images. For example, there are pictures of Maddie online. There are pictures of other people who are in bigger bodies, but are absolutely healthy, like at their healthiest. You know, I interviewed Patrice Washington some months ago, and she said that I am at my biggest now, but I'm at my healthiest and my fittest. And I think that's what we should all aim for, because a lot of us are, you know, hell-bent on, oh, being slimmer. There's nothing wrong with pepper them gang, snatching sexy bag, having a flat tummy. All these things are fine. But above it all, I think that your mental state should be intact. Your nutrition should be intact. And how you intentionally move your body should be intact. Once these three things are falling into place and you're giving it your 80%, and I think that getting to that point of 80% does not happen by magic. For example, you, Maddie, you didn't wake up one day and decide that, oh, there are no more sodas in my house anymore. It was a gradual process. And a lot of us are unwilling to willing to give ourselves that gradual process. I keep asking people, okay, so this your revolution, 10-day revolution now. It's not revolution, is not the word I want to do. But this is your 10-day revolution now. You want to clear your fridge, you want to do this, you want to do that in 10 days, and you want your life to change in 10 days. Fine. 30 days later, they are frustrated. They go back to the same thing they were doing that they said they will no longer do it before. And I ask, how about you
stop? Because they didn't adopt a lifestyle.
Yeah. So how about you stop this 30-day revolution and 30-day madness, and then just give yourself 1 year to find your own flow. For example, now we've talked about how we love fish. Someone might decide, oh, that's what makes people healthy. It's not what makes people healthy. First of all, it's about finding your balance, finding what you love, and then finding a way to work it into what makes your body feel at its best.
I agree.
Yeah.
Another thing is, for me, I've just realized, because over the years, I've done all sorts of this diet, that diet, which are like punishment. It's punishment to me. But when I started eating healthy and being intentional, I now realize that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be punishment. Mm. You can still enjoy the things you love. Just eat it. Just cook it in healthier. Just eat it in other alternative ways. And like you said, if your mental health is fine, everything is okay, you're eating properly, you're moving about, you're fit, automatically your body will take out what it doesn't need. It will shed out what it doesn't need.
Yes. I like that you said your body will take out what it doesn't need. And at some point, your body is going to realize that, okay, I am perfect where I am. And it will stop taking out those ones that it no longer, because it's not there to take out anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So scientifically, it's called your normal body weight. I've forgotten what it's called.
Your ideal body weight.
Your ideal body weight will eventually find itself. That's what is usually said.
I didn't know about, but like I said, you know, my dad, I said my dad is a health freak. I call him a freak because it used to be like, he was nagging and bugging us. He kept saying this. Let me give you an example of his eating timetable. He wakes up in the morning. He doesn't eat anything but fruits till 12 noon. And he says the reason for this is you ate the day before. So your body would have digested whatever you ate, and you're using the fruits or smoothie or stew in the morning to cleanse your system and free it of what was stored overnight. By 12 noon, you're already famished. You're ready to
eat. Yeah.
You eat around 12:30. And for him, my dad doesn't say, don't eat this, don't eat that. No. He eats properly, as in his regular pounded yam and stuff around 12. And he says it will take about 3 to 4 hours to digest in your system. So from 12 to 4, he's not eating anything else. He's not hungry because he's full. And at 4, when he starts getting peckish, he can now have maybe a fruit, just cut an orange or something. I grew up in the north, I'm from the north, so we had lots of fruits in our house. We had grapevines, so you could just stand under and pluck a bunch of grapes. So you eat anything like fruits or something at that time of the day. And by 6 o'clock, he's ready for dinner. Now, whatever he's having for dinner must have salad. And it's after I've grown up and I was now struggling myself. I now remember that the portions of food, if it was rice or moimo, was always small, but the salad was more. And he kept this on for years and years and years. About 4 years ago, he was attacked by armed robbers and he was shot. He was shot in the knee. He was shot in the knee and he never for once passed out. He lost so much blood. He was shot in the close range, left in the middle of the road. He lost so much blood, but he didn't pass out. He didn't faint. He crawled back onto the road and stopped cars. And he now, in his conscious state, was telling them what hospital to take him to, where to take him to, and all that. This is somebody that his leg was dangling and he had lost so much blood. And the doctors always were amazed and they're like, a 70-year-old man. How come you didn't faint? You didn't pass out with all the blood you've lost and all that? And we realized that it's his lifestyle. He's so, so fit. He was so, so fit that his body fought for him. His body told him, did not tell him to pass out. His body kept him alert. His body was still, you know, functioning. Even the blood that he lost, it didn't take another 5-6 days before he needed to. With the injury now, he has a prosthetic in his leg. So, and he can't bend leg as well, so he can't move he's not as fit as he used to be. Mm. I'm sorry, well, he's not as active as he used to be. He used to ride his bicycle. I grew up in Zaria. And from Zaria to Kaduna by road, driving is 45 minutes. But he used to ride his bicycle like once every 2 weeks. Mm. And every morning he rode, he was a cyclist. Everybody knew him. So that was his old form of exercise. Mm. But because of this accident, he can't ride anymore, but he moves. Isn't it? He moves, as in most of the time, we're like, sit down. He said, no, because he's not used to it. Body isn't used to it. So he has to move. So even in this state, he's still living, eating the same way I told you about, and still being active. And he's now, more than ever, I listen more. I now, I agree with everything he kept hounding us about. And that's what he keeps saying. Your body shows up for you when you need it. All you need to do is treat it right. It's just like a friend, just like somebody. Mm. You treat the person right, and when you treat the person will show up for you.
Man, I have a lot of neurons just going off in my brain. Like, what you have just told us is aging is a choice. Yes, we'll get older based on the number of our years. But you know about having aged organs, weak organs, failing organs. We have a choice in the matter. Oh my God. I don't even know how to start explaining everything that is going on inside of me. Like, we have a choice in the matter. Do we want to have dead organs when we're 70? You know, there's nothing wrong with getting older. There's absolutely nothing wrong with getting older.
Exactly.
But the problem here is, how are you taking care of your body as you grow older? Will it fail you? Will you be one of those people, like, for example, you're now a grandparent, but your grandparents don't get to enjoy.
What kind of body are you taking to your
grandparents? Yes. What kind of body are you presenting to your grandparents? All your grandparents are going to know you for is, oh, we used to carry her from here to here. We used to carry her from this place to this place. And, you know, we have been, it's just like God gave Adam and Eve and said, you should take over this and take care of it, you know. Be fruitful and multiply. Fruitfulness does not mean that you have 20 children or you had 100 children. Fruitfulness in your life also shows up in the way you take care of the body that God has given to you. You are a custodian. You know, when we talk about how we're going to give account of our lives on the last day, people talk about your talents, your gifts, people's lives that you've got of your own. Have you even blessed your own life? Have you impacted in your own life? You know, you have been given every single thing that you need to take care of this life. And then you're just allowing it to waste away. And then there was something else I picked. He had trained his body to keep moving every day. And so even in his old age, he was strong and he kept moving that body. Now for me, I like to delay my breakfast till like 11 o'clock. So as I talk now, hunger signs have begun to show up because it's 3 a.m. And it really helps. It really, really helps me. I wake up and I drink lots of water, or I just take a piece of ginger or bitter cola and chew. It helps kickstart my metabolism. I drink lots of water and I just move about my day. I start work and I know that between 9 and 11, I get a good amount of work done. Then I go looking for what to eat. Most times I have to have in mind. Some days when I'm in a good mood, I blend a smoothie and have it before even now. But generally, I find that when you give your body a break from eating and eating and eating, it will say thank you to you. And then you said something about like a good friend. I usually use our children as examples, the way we treat our bodies.
Yes.
If you have a child that you really love, there's a way you treat that child. Some of us, it doesn't even end with the way we feed our bodies, the way we talk about our bodies, the way we talk to our bodies. You know, and it goes a lot with your mental health as well. People make fun of your body and you join them. Like someone called me yesterday for, it was a counseling coaching session. I can't remember what she said. So I asked her, so what do you look like? She said, I'm round. And I said, who told you you are round? She said, well, all my life, everybody always says I'm round. You know, so she has just carried this perception that she is round and ugly. That is her own perception of her body. Round and ugly. And we need to retrain ourselves to love our bodies more. Love it enough to take. If you know that your body will show up for you at 70, are you the way you're treating your body now, is it going to show up for you or is it going to show down
for you?
Oh my God, this was a beautiful way to wrap up this session. Like, you know, I was going to do an aging series, and this has really inspired me to actually go ahead and do that aging series, because we will all get older. But what are we presenting ourselves with in the long run? You know, people are afraid of getting older because they're like, oh, maybe I would sag, maybe I would look old, maybe I'll be weak. But in all of these things, you have a choice. Your body won't sag if you don't let it sag. Your body will not be weak if you're not going to.
We see pictures of old grandmas on the internet, are so fit and all that. So I mean, their hair is white and all that, but their bodies are showing up for them.
Yes, and that's because they started on time. But you know the funny thing is, even if you start today, it doesn't matter if you are now 50, it doesn't matter if you are 55, even if you start today, you still have a good amount of time to retrace your steps and to start feeding your body right. And when I say, don't just do it for yourself. Do it for the people around you too, so that they can follow in your footsteps. At least your dad has given you guys something to hold on to that you can pass on to the next generation and the next generation. And this is such a beautiful story. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie. So where can we find you, and what offerings do you want us to be excited about and, you know, rush you, like you say in Nigeria?
we're most visible on Instagram.
Okay. The
Instagram is at Green Grill House.
Okay.
I just started a new page where I want to share how to cook green. Yes. And the page just started a few days ago, but you can follow it on at Cooking Green with Maddie. Cooking Green with Maddie.
Okay, that's interesting. That's good to know. Cooking Green with Maddie. I like that. I hope it covers Nigerian food and continental dishes as well.
Mostly Nigerian food, because Nigerians, we don't joke with our food. I love my Nigerian food.
Yes.
I love my Nigerian food. It healthily. I cook healthier options of cooking Nigerian meals.
Okay, that's really interesting. I'm glad.
Yeah, but we have I have two cafes, one in Lekki and one in VI. It's called the Green Grill House. Lekki address is in 15 Wole Ario, Lekki one off Admiralty, and the VI address is number 14 Anifo Woshe Street off Adeola Odeku. So it's the street right after Hubmart.
Okay.
On Adeola Odeku.
Okay. I'm going to include all this in the description and on the website as well, so that people can easily find it.
Also, I didn't mention, but I'm an author, first time author. I wrote a book called The Smoothie Boss, The A to Z of Making Healthy Smoothies. And growing up, my dad was a lecturer. I know I always talk about my dad. My dad's a professor. Okay. So your birthday gives mostly included books. I remember my tenth birthday, I got 10 books. Oliver Twist, all the Charles Darwin books and all kinds of books. So I tend to give out a lot of books.
Mm.
And I'm trying to get people to do that, because, give me something that to be useful to me.
I had that too, because I remember my birthday, I asked for storybooks, and my mom said, okay, I was going to buy storybooks. So there's this person who comes to my dad's office to sell books. So my mom gave him the money, and daddy came back with Junior World Encyclopedia, volume 1 to 24. I know that.
Encyclopedias
are very interesting. No, I'm very conscious about buying books for young children too when I want to get them a gift. It's so important.
It is. I buy books a lot. I give out books.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Maddie. This was a beautiful session.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. I told you that was going to be such an exciting episode. I hope you were as inspired as I was. Because, girl, how you age is a choice. And I'm not going to be the one who's preaching this message to you and then I'm going to look back and realize that I didn't do exactly what I was teaching. That's not going to happen. I am taking full responsibility for my nutrition, my body movement, and my purpose-driven self-care. Now, for those of you who don't get the joke on 001 or 101, if you grew up in Nigeria, 001 means that you don't have breakfast and lunch, but you have, well, not necessarily dinner, but a late lunch to sustain you throughout the day. It totally depends on the person's economic situation. That's just it. Now, I love that Maddie was able to share her dad's story with us, and I hope that this has opened your heart and mind to understand that while we keep placing emphasis on purpose-driven self-care and the benefits, do you catch that part where he just couldn't stop moving his body daily, like he had to keep active? Use this as your own motivation to be better in 2019. Now, I want you to understand something. We're not giving nutrition advice here. We're not telling you this is how to eat. But what we're saying is, pay attention to the best way to feed your body. What foods give you the most energy? What eating times does your body benefit from the most? How would you know? How you feel after eating? How productive you are? There are some times that you eat, like personally for me, like, you know, I said, I'm someone who eats breakfast and I feel blah throughout the day. You know, my energy just drops, but I'm better off having a late breakfast, right? That's what works for me. I want you to find what works for you. There are no rules here. It's about discovery. And even if it takes you, you know, 1 year to find out what works for you, that is also okay. There are foods that you eat and they leave you less productive, more irritable, and having insomnia by the time you're about to go to bed. And always remember that food does not make you a good or a bad person. You're not a bad person simply because of what you eat. So let's take guilt out of it while we work towards becoming better nurturers of this body. Thank you so much for listening, and many thanks to Maddie for being in the guest chair today. I know you've been blessed too, so go ahead and share this with your friends and on social media too. Be sure to tag us at Beyond the Dress Size with all your ahas. That way we get this message out to more women. Don't get stuck consuming. Let's get doing. You know you can connect with Maddie on Green Grill House or at Cook Green with Maddie, and all the details are in the show notes for this episode. If you like to order their book, reach out to them on Instagram. And if you're in Lagos, Nigeria, you'll find Green Grill House at Lekki Phase 1 and Victoria Island. So in Lekki Phase 1, it's 15 Wole Ario of Admiralty. And in Victoria Island, it is 14 Anifowose Street of Adeola Odeku, the street right after Hubmat. So tune in next week for a brand new episode. We can't wait to bring all the amazing episodes we have in this series to you. All right. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe right now. I leave you with this last words. Your body will show up for you when you need it. The question is, are you treating it right? Take care. God bless you. Bye.